Hey, Runners Connect fans, welcome back to the Run to the Top Team RC Update. This is head coach Michael Hammond, CEO of Runners Connect, here with you today. Hope you guys have enjoyed all of our podcasts this week. We put out some really good material and got some really interesting responses to a lot of them. And I think some of that is going to shape what I want to talk about today. So last Friday, I talked with you guys about just kind of like our audience, you guys' responses to the discussion of London being canceled, which obviously now has been totally canceled except for an elite race, which I don't know about you guys, but I am totally stoked to see the Kipchoge-Bekele rivalry continue there. That's going to be really sweet. So, but of course, for everybody else, for us mere mortals, it is completely canceled. So the topic I want to talk with you guys about today is, I titled this podcast, you know, our CEO, Michael Hammond, eats crow, because something I've been talking about, kind of a prediction that I made several months ago at this point, I've been consistently making for several months, is about college football. I was saying that college football is going to be like the catalyst. They're going to be the first ones through the wall. That's going to be what the sport that goes on. And that's going to hopefully be kind of like the first ones through the wall to where other sports, other events, other gatherings, et cetera, can sort of see that, base their own decisions based on that data. And hopefully everything can go in a positive direction. Now, obviously, I'm sure you guys have seen a lot of the news going on. Those of you who are international listeners, you know, college football in America is just this massive, massive thing. And unfortunately, what we're seeing right now is several of the big conferences are canceling all fall sports. They're technically quote unquote postponing, but that's not really it's not really a reality. That's not really a thing that can be done because the spring is already so busy. It's already so taken up. So they're effectively canceling fall sports. Some of the major football conferences are still like the ACC, the SEC, the Big 12, which contains some huge schools, you know, all the big SEC football schools, Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, et cetera. ACC has Clemson, a bunch of other schools, and they're still planning on having football. They're still trying to, but the kind of the whispers in the wind are saying that basically it's all going to be canceled. There's no way that there's going to be any fall sports. In fact, relevant to this podcast, the NCAA cross country season is looking like it's basically going to be canceled because the NCAA has essentially, they said, if there's not at least 50% participation in fall sports, then they were going to cancel the NCAA championships for cross country. And from what I've read, I haven't seen it official yet, but from what I've read, that 50% mark has been passed. So there's more than 50% of NCAA schools in D1 that have canceled fall sports, and thus they're not going to have an NCAA cross-country championship. So I thought I would give you guys my perspective about all this. I was a college athlete at Virginia Tech from 2008 to 2013. I was a three-time NCAA All-American, competed on two NCAA track teams that placed fifth in the country. And we won in terms of conference titles in the ACC, which is a very difficult track and cross country conference. We won multiple indoor and outdoor track team titles, and we won one cross country conference title. So I've competed at that level, that very, very high level of D1 athletics. And I'm not saying that this is from my perspective as a former collegiate athlete, not as a medical expert, not as a doctor, not as a virus expert, anything like that. This is just my perspective as a college athlete, because I think it's pretty interesting to hear every side of this. I totally understand the concept and kind of the idea behind canceling college sports. I do understand, especially for like football, you're not really necessarily talking about the football team. You're talking about more of the fans that are coming to the games. And that's obviously a challenge. There's no doubt there. I'm not really bringing that into the discussion here. What I'm talking about is the athletes themselves. Something that's been talking about in a lot in our Facebook group this week was running and mental health. Now, our Claire Bartholik did an awesome podcast with a woman by the name of Nita Sweeney, and she was talking about mental health, talking about fighting depression with running and how, I mean, effectively running saved her life. I mean, when she was in a very, very dark place, running is kind of what brought her out of that. And it generated a lot of discussion. I've heard from a lot of different people about running and mental health relative to, you know, yes, you can go out for a run, but you can't necessarily do your training groups, can't necessarily train for your goal races. And that's really where I want to connect it with college athletes. I saw a tweet from, his name's Joe Burrow. He was the Heisman Trophy winner last year. He played for LSU, quarterback, incredible athlete. I mean, just had a season of all seasons. I mean, just incredible season, dominated every game he played. They went undefeated, won the national championship, and he just had really the perfect senior season. And there's the key. That was his senior season. Going into that season, he was, while an attractive prospect in terms of his stats and stuff, he wasn't a big player. He was, I believe he was a backup quarterback at Ohio State and then transferred to LSU. You know, wasn't really all that heralded of a player. He was really kind of an afterthought. His tweet said something along the lines of how he really feels for college athletes right now, because without the season that he just had last year, without the 2019 fall season, he said he'd be looking for a job right now. Instead, he was the number one overall pick in the NFL draft for the Cincinnati Bengals. Certainly financially will be very, very well off from that deal and from hopefully future deals for him on the horizon. But that really got me thinking, because I thought about that. NCAA athletes, the ones that we hear about the most are typically the ones that, of course, are going to be so good. Like when they come in as freshmen, they're so good. We hear about that with like football players, basketball players, all the time. For track and cross-country athletes, for runners, that's usually not the case. When you arrive as an 18-year-old freshman on campus, you are usually so far behind. Even if you're a really good high school runner, you're going to be pretty far behind the top dogs in the NCAA. That's just the way it works. It's rare to have somebody who comes out of high school in distance running and is just going to be that good. You get the occasional phenomenon, whatever. But for the most part, that's not really how it works. I was definitely one of those. I was very good in high school, very good. I was highly recruited, but I wasn't necessarily, you know, at the level where I was going to come in and just compete right away. I had a lot of work to do. I did that work, and then by the time I was very competitive on the national level as a junior, but especially as a senior. 2012 was really like my big year. Everything I did that year, I mean, really changed my life. I got fourth at the NCAA Outdoor Track Championships. I was, a hair off of winning the thing. I ran the school record 3:39 in the 1500 that still stands today. It opened a lot of doors and really changed my life. I can't say it changed my life in the way that Joe Burrow, his senior season did, because it's just a different sport. You know, if I were a football player, it'd be a different story, but it really did change my life. Maybe not as drastically and maybe not to the degree that you can see it like you can with him, but it really did change my life. I think it's worth it to consider that, to think about that from the athlete's perspective. When you hear all these athletes saying, we want to play. I know they're getting a lot of backlash for that, but I'm trying to give you the perspective from their side. One year can totally change your life. One season can totally change your life. And especially these kids who've been working incredibly hard over the summer. And really, you think about cross-country and track athletes, their entire outdoor track season this past spring was canceled. So there's a lot of pent-up energy, a lot of pent-up competitive drive that's driving these people, these kids, to work really hard and to compete this fall. So it's one of those things. I'm not sitting here saying, okay, because athletes might lose out on like the best competitive year of their life or miss out on opportunities or whatever, I'm not saying that means by default we should have college sports. That's not really my reasoning. What I am saying is that it's worth it to consider all sides. And I said last week on this podcast, I said that we are going to always do that at Runners Connect. We always want to get as many sides to the story as we possibly can. We want to hear from everybody. And that's why I wanted to give you my own perspective as a former college athlete, in terms of that's such a huge discussion this last week or two about college sports and about whether we can have them or not, whether they should do them or not. I can say personally, it's hard for me to believe that you can't put on a cross-country meet. Cross-country meets don't exactly get a lot of spectators, to say the least. We don't get a lot of fans out there. So it's hard for me to believe, but I do understand from a lot of different angles why it is a challenge for universities and why it's a challenge for the country to sit here to agree that putting on sporting events is a good thing. But as I said, it's worth considering that mental health side, because lots of you guys have written to us, whether in the public Facebook group or on our training plan site, or to me personally, just through email, and have talked about the mental health aspect. And it's very interesting to hear. I actually got a super interesting email from somebody talking about her kids and how she fears it is affecting her kids not being able to participate in different like extracurricular activities, sport activities, get that energy out, socialize, you know, kind of figure themselves out, kind of where they fit with amongst their peers, amongst their friends and all that. So it's, there's a lot of different aspects here. And I think we'll, I mean, these are the things that someday there's going to be books on this stuff. There's probably going to be college courses on this. I mean, this is going to be a huge topic for a long time. And I think while we're in it, the best thing we can do is listen to as many viewpoints as we can, collect as much, not just data, but data, not just like numerical data, but kind of like just people's opinions, how they feel about something. I think it's very important to hear. And I've enjoyed hearing that over the last couple of weeks from you guys, from the running community. It's been very, very neat to hear your perspectives and your thoughts, whichever way you lean, whichever side you're on. I don't really want to call it sides because I don't really like looking at it that way. I feel like we're all on the same side, but I understand that it gets heated, it gets a little political, all that. But that's what we like to do at Runners Connect is get all the opinions in and hear from as many possible people as we can, because that's our goal, is to help as many people as we can, make people's lives better. And believe me when I say that job has been difficult this year without events and will continue to be difficult. And that's something we're trying to figure out for you guys, for our audience, for our customers, and figure out how we can, you know, make that impact on the running world while there aren't really races going on. And that's definitely a challenge for us. But anyway, that's all I got for today, you guys. I don't want to keep you too long. Have a great weekend. Get your long run in this weekend, or rest, whichever one you need. And talk to you guys next week. Take care.